Good morning. It's a beautiful day here at the Freedom Station. You can call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK. It's a new day with Michael Evans here. Again, toll free, you could call 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We've got articles on Baltimore. We were talking about the media and how they were thinking that they were getting blamed for a lot of the things that are happening in Baltimore. We're going to give that a rest for a second, and we're going to transition, and we're going to get to so much because we have a wonderful story of a man who was found alive after the Nepal quake. He was trapped for 82 hours. Get into how he survived and a forest fire that is threatening Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear zone could spread radiation. So we're going to get into that. We've also got your daily facepalm. We've got your Ukrainian update. Always have a lot for you here in the program. But right now, it is time for our spotlight edition of the program, and that is where we highlight a local ministry or business who is involved in the community and servicing a need of that community. And this morning, we have with us Lisa, who is in studio. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Very, very good. It's a pleasure to have you here on this Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
How's it feel to be halfway through the week?
Excellent. Yes.
You see, yeah, that seems to be a really enthusiastic excellent. I'm guessing your job has you on your feet a lot.
Oh, yes, constantly. It's 24/7. It's never ending. You know, I love it, but yes, it is stressful times.
I mean, because part of your job, you're actually walking around with animals.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm at, and this is a great name for a website, Critter Care with a K. That's Critter with a K, Care with a K, .com. That's your website. You do pet sitting.
Yes, I do pet sitting, dog walking, which obviously doesn't include just dogs, as cats, birds, whatever they have. I do farm animals. I take care of whatever I need. They're all my children.
So you walk birds?
Walk birds, yes.
Wait, do you actually walk? Like, can you walk a bird?
Well, people have leashes for birds and they walk them. I just let them out of the cage and they walk around the floor.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
See, I was thinking that as a complete joke.
No.
I was sitting there going, it's like, oh, you walk a bird? Ah, ha, ha, ha. Like, oh, well, not all the time. Whoa, hold up a second. You could walk a bird?
You can.
So was it like a cockatiel or something like that would just kind of, you know, hobble around?
Usually they're the larger birds that will go. And my cockatoo, my umbrella cockatoo, loves to just pitter-patter around the floor, you know, and get in everything. Wood chewing. I got to watch all my door frames.
<You know? laughs> No. He's like a cockatoo. Is that? I'm trying to think because I'm not a bird expert here. A cockatoo is the larger one. Is that the white one?
Yeah. Remember Beretta?
Beretta.
Have you ever seen Beretta, the show?
No,
Beretta?
No? I haven't. No,
okay.
No, no.
Yeah, probably too young for that anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe not. But
but he had an umbrella cockatoo, yeah. And it is the large one with the little feathers at the top, you know, the crown, they call it.
Now, oh, okay. Now, is that's different than a cockatiel?
The cockatiels are little teeny birds. They also have a little crown, but they're usually, a lot of times you'll have the yellow, the rosy cheeks, the face mm-hmm. yellow. So,
actually, I have a funny story. It's not cockatiels, but a parakeet. Not a cockatiel, mm-hmm. but a parakeet. I kind of mm-hmm. feel like you're saying, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Right.
Two completely different birds, I know. But I was actually in Florida, and some people may think this is terrible, but it was... You think what you will about it, but I was in Florida, and there were some parakeets. You know, they were in a little palm tree, and they were chirping away. No. You know, they were doing their thing, and we're sitting there eating lunch, and it was, you know, at Clearwater Beach. It was a really nice day. You know, you're on the beach. We're sitting there eating a meal, and then all of a sudden, we hear them start chirping like crazy. Like, they're like, wah, wah. You know, they're sitting there, and we're like, what in the world's going on? We look to our left, and a hawk came down and had one of the parakeets on the ground and was... eating it.
Yeah.
And my grandmother was there, and my dad, he looks over to his left, and he goes, his eyes are picking, he's like, that is so cool.
Oh my gosh.
You sit there and we're all like, I can't believe this is really happening. The hawk is, and in your mind you're thinking, it's a circle of life. Yeah, it's like National
right.
Geographic when you watch the lion, you know, take down
right,
like a wildebeest
right.
on the Serengeti. So anyway, that was just a story that I popped in my head. So, but let's get back to your pet care here.
Okay.
How did you get involved in this? How did this come about?
I've always had a love for animals, all kinds of animals. And it was just basically, I got tired of doing the administrative work, working for different bosses. I wanted to be my own boss. And what do I love to do? And I love to be with my pets and take care of them. And so I turned my passion into my career, and it just has exploded from there.
Wonderful. Now, you take care. I Google searched when we were talking off air before, and I saw a goat. So you take care of goats?
Yes, I take care of goats, farm animals, pot-bellied pigs. I've even taken care of a reindeer at one time.
A reindeer?
A reindeer. It happened to be on the farm. It was I guess it got hurt or something, and people took it in. Kept it on their farm.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, well, at least it had a happy life.
Yeah. I love animals, personally. You do horses as well?
Yes.
Which is, so, because, you know, I mean, when you think of pet sitter, you know, you think dogs or cats or
right.
something like that. So you do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Not in the same sense of the parakeet, but is but is really cool that you do that. So
thank you.
But yeah, I saw a goat and I was like, oh, a goat. You do goats too. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's I actually ride horses a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And you actually rode horses a while ago, but yeah. you actually take care of medical needs too.
Medical needs. So if an animal, for instance, the easy one is insulin, you give a shot, you know, thyroid pill, it's easy to do. But I get into the more involved where you have to express a bladder to help them go to the bathroom because they've become paralyzed.
God you know, bless you and your job.
Oh, thank you. I've done subcutaneous fluids, you know, for the pets that actually have a kidney failure or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, man. Yeah. And that's why people pay you the big bucks, yeah. right?
We hope it's the big bucks. It's not there yet, though.
I gotcha. Oh, man. So you even take care of their medical needs, which is actually, that's pretty incredible. Now, and this is really important for pet owners, are you actually insured and bonded?
Yes, definitely. That was one of the first things I did 15 and a half years ago is I got insured and bonded because you want that trust of a person letting you in their house. That's the first level of trust, you know, mm-hmm. to know that a person is responsible. And then, of course, any employees under me are going to be covered by that, too.
Now, how are the summers for you? I mean, we're on the heels of spring. You know, we're getting into summer. I mean, are those, like, the busy times for you? Like, do you actually, is that when you kind of expand the amount of employees you have? Or?
Yes, summer is very busy. It has usually starts springtime in April. Things start to pick up. So I'm always looking for that responsible person to help me out. I have two people now, but I obviously am going to need more coverage because I also do boarding and daycare with my pet sitting.
Oh, wow.
So I want to stay more involved in that, stay home with the pets, and have someone else do more of the legwork of pet sitting.
You kind of do it all here. You've got a full-fledged, a full service pet
yes.
care going on here.
Yes, I do. Like I said, I love what I do.
Well, yeah. So. Yeah, you must. My fiance, she worked in a vet clinic for years while we were in college, and she would have to, I don't know if she would have to, like, express the bladder. Yeah, that's really nice yeah. ways of putting it, by the uh-huh. way. That's a really nice way of putting it. I don't know if she'd have to do that, but she would, you know, sometimes have to administer shots to animals mm-hmm. or different things. I mean, working with animals all the time mm-hmm. and, you know, take them out for walks, you know, if they go out the back and they make a little poo-poo, go ahead and clean that up,
right.
you know, and different things like that. So, so you know, it is a little yeah. bit of a messy job.
I carry poopy bags with me all the time.
Yeah. Your business card is a poopy bag,
yeah.
right? But I'm sure people, you've been doing this for how long now?
About 15 and a half years.
And so you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
And
but there's always surprises every day. Pets always surprise you. They're like little kids. There's always a surprise there.
Which is incredible to me because, you know, I mean, you get to the difference, you know, animals and humans, you know, animals don't necessarily have the same thinking capacity as humans, at least not fully mm-hmm. developed. You know, they can think and process some things, but
definitely
the fact that you're learning every day
yes.
from an animal, I think, is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I love animals. I have an affinity for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dog person. I'm not. I've met some cool cats.
Uh-huh.
But I had a cat on a Christmas. My uncle's cat. I was sitting in a chair, and he was just kind of looking at me. He was on the top of the chair, kind of above me, and I was like, "Okay, what you doing up there, buddy?" And he went and tried to take a swipe at my eye.
Okay.
With his claw. So I kind of put a little rift between cats and,
right.
and I.
I can understand that.
I've met some really cool cats, though.
Yes.
But how could people get in contact with you, Lisa, as we wrap up here? How can they get in contact if maybe they want a service or maybe they're wanting to help you out this summer?
Well, actually, on my website, I also have an online scheduling, so they can go right there and book an appointment with me for me to come out and do a free initial consultation to sign them up for their visits. They can obviously call me at my business line is 610-287-2940. They can email me, lisahomepetcare@gmail.com.
Okay.
I think that's on there.
And again, that website's Critter with a K, Care with a K, .com. Critter Care with two Ks, Critter and Care. .com. As all the information, you could go ahead and set up an appointment online. Thank you so much for taking care of this service for our community.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to have you on, Lisa. Again, you can get in contact with her through her website. That's Critter Care, but with a K. Critter with a K, Care with a K. It's been a pleasure having you on this morning.
And it was nice talking with you.
All right, we're going to get more into the news. We'll be back right after this.
Are you confused by your investment statements? Would you like a second opinion? MFB Wealth Management would be happy to meet with you. We'll review your statements and explain them to you to make it easier for you to understand. Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." We seek to serve and honor God by being a blessing to others and their families. We will work with you using sound biblical planning for your financial future.
Call MFB today at 215-723-8999 to schedule your free appointment.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Visit our website, mfbwm.com.
A second set of eyes on your investments can't hurt. 215-723-8999.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
With God's hand upon him, Nehemiah pursued the impossible. Rebuild broken walls, repair burned gates, restore a lost national identity. But Nehemiah had what few leaders have, a vision bigger than himself and a faith in God that wouldn't waver. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. At PPN, we encourage pastors to set their vision high, focus on God's calling and God's equipping, and boldly lead their people forward. Whether opposed by people, circumstances, or discouragement, Nehemiah did what godly leaders do. He went to his knees in prayer. He repented for his sins and the sins of the people. He beseeched God to hear the prayer of his servants who feared his name. Then he encouraged the people to work. Despite the opposition, the walls were rebuilt, gates repaired, identity found, and the worship of God restored. And you can do the same. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network.
Sign up as a partner and learn more about us at papastors.net.
Isn't it nice to have a break from the news? I need a break every once in a while. Do you need that break? I know you do. I know I need it too. You can call in at 610-539-TALK. Let your voice be heard. This is your voice we want to hear. 610-539-8255. 1-877-667-1180. Make this program your program this morning. Calling at 1-877-667-1180. And by the way, if you want to maybe have your business or ministry featured on our spotlight portion, you could call the station here and we'll get you in contact. Call our office number. You'll find that on our website, 1180wfyl.com. We'll talk to you about getting your business or ministry on our Spotlight program. We'll talk about your business or ministry. Come in here at the studio again. You could call in, though, to talk and let your voice be heard this morning. Make this your program. 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK. Toll free 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. More in the news. There's always more in the news. Got a tremendous story of that Nepal quake that happened not too long ago. This was released by the Associated Press about 4 hours ago. A survivor has just been pulled from the rubble who had been trapped 82 hours underneath rubble. And I'm reading now from MSN.com, an article by the Associated Press. A man pulled from the rubble of a collapsed hotel by a French rescue team more than 3 days after the deadly Nepal earthquake says he was forced to drink his own urine to survive. Oof. God bless that man. Rishi Kanal, 27, had just finished lunch at a hotel in Kathmandu and had gone up to the second floor when everything suddenly started to move and fall apart. He was struck by falling masonry and trapped with his foot crushed under rubble. Quote, I had some hope, but by yesterday I'd given up. My nails went all white, and my lips cracked. I was sure no one was coming for me. I was certain I was going to die, he told the Associated Press from his hospital bed on Wednesday, surrounded by his family. He was surrounded by dead people and a terrible smell, but he kept banging on the rubble all around him, and eventually this brought a French rescue team that extracted him after an operation lasting many hours. By the time he was pulled out, he had been trapped in what could have become his tomb. Fortunately, it was not. For 82 hours. There was no sound going out or coming in. I kept banging against the rubble, and finally someone responded and came to help. I hadn't eaten or had anything to drink, so I drank my own urine. For some reason that gets to me. I can't imagine. It was not clear if he was a hotel employee or a guest. It feels good. I am thankful, he said. He's taken away for surgery before more details could be obtained. More than 4,700 people are known to have died and over 8,000 injured in the magnitude 7.8 earthquake that also caused deaths in India and Tibet, but an overwhelming majority were in Nepal. So good, encouraging story from that tragedy. Man pulled from the rubble, being trapped 82 hours, 4,700 people. And of course, the Bible talks about rumblings in the earth, which we have seen many of which at a high magnitude, like a 7.0 or higher, this one being 7.8, rocking the earth and wars and rumors of wars, signaling the end times. And we're seeing that come to fruition here. But a good story coming out of what many would consider a tragedy. Now to Ukraine. Forest fire threatens Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear zone. Emergency services were battling on Tuesday to prevent Ukraine's largest forest fire since 1992 from spreading towards the abandoned Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said earlier the Interior Ministry had warned that high winds were blowing the fire in northern Ukraine towards Chernobyl, where in 1986 a reactor fire led to the world's worst nuclear disaster. A 30-kilometer exclusion zone remains in place around the plant, which remains contaminated by radioactive particles. The situation is being controlled, but this is the biggest fire since 1992. We've not had this scale of fire. That was Ukraine's Interfax news agency reported Yatsenyuk as telling journalists. It is around 20 kilometers from the fire to the plant. Our emergency services are actively working there to prevent the fire spreading further. In February, international experts warned that a large amount of dangerous isotopes remained in the forests near Chernobyl, which could be spread by forest fires. Wildfires pose a high risk of redistributing radioactivity, according to a paper published and ecological monographs titled Fire Evolution in the Radioactive Forests of Ukraine and Belarus, Future Risks for the Population and the Environment. So that now happening in Ukraine, part of our Ukrainian update, not the whole update. Usually your Ukrainian update just focuses on the developments between Ukraine and Russia, the conflict between the Russian separatists and Ukraine as a government. But this is huge. It's being controlled, but this could spread, who knows, how much of this radioactivity across the region. When we're talking about wind patterns here, wind patterns can cover this, can carry this across the country, depending on how big these fires get. Have your hearts and prayers go out to Ukraine this morning and hope that they could contain this fire. And they've been through so much, and they're going through so much, that this is just added to all of that. Oh, Lord Jesus, just have mercy on Ukraine this morning. And just let them kind of have some break. The wildfires, I can't, you know, I can't believe that on top of everything happening that this is now. You know, Chernobyl's Reactor 4 was the epicenter of the 1986 blast. It's covered with a concrete casement that Ukrainian authorities are planning to replace by 2016. This is an article from Reuters, by the way. It's titled, Forest Fire Threatens Ukraine's Chernobyl Nuclear Zone. You could go ahead and even look at the paper. They have a link for that. And I really hope that they're able to... I mean, this could change the conflict somewhat in Ukraine, because imagine now they're going to have to fight in some zones that may be contaminated with radioactive particles. Call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180, toll free 1-877-667-1180. So the Crips and Bloods calling a truce, not to harm cops, but to protect their community from violence and looting. That's the freethoughtproject.com. In Baltimore, the Crips, Bloods, BGF, I don't even know what that gang is, and other major gangs reportedly called a truce during yesterday's Freddie Gray protests in Baltimore. Oh, goody! The gangs aren't killing each other anymore, at least temporarily. They did not make threats of violence. They were not indicated as participants in acts of violence or vandalism during the protests. Oh, really? Oh, goody! However, their promise to no longer be divided was such a threat to the establishment that within 12 hours, there were stories on the homepage of every mainstream media publication talking about how the gangs were going to join up. With a specific intention to, we'll tell you more about that when we come back from the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
WFYL. Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. About 10 people arrested in Baltimore breaking a 10 o'clock curfew put in place after riots Monday.
They sent about three or four out ahead with lighter gear, some with the non-lethal weaponry, walking down the street just telling people to go. And the little pockets of kids and whatnot who were hanging around, they were just encouraged to just get up and go, and they sure to shoot them on their way, and they got the streets cleared.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Jurors deciding whether Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev should get the death penalty or hearing more evidence about his older brother, Tamerlan.
A digital forensics consultant testified about searches on a computer belonging to Tamerlan's wife, Catherine, that included rewards of dying as a martyr spouse. Defense attorneys have argued that Tamerlan was the mastermind behind the bombings and led Johar, who was 19 at the time, down the path of terrorism.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News, we report. You decide.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt located in the King of Prussia Mall.
Do you have huge growth goals for your company but don't know how to get there from where you are now? Or has your business not been growing and you don't know why or what to do to get back to growth? Or are you in a different situation where your business has been growing rapidly by leaps and bounds, but you're experiencing growing pains and are concerned that your company might rather be overexpanding or won't be able to keep up with demand, both threatening your short and long-term profitability? If you are in any of these situations, we have the show for you. Accelerating Your Business, a new weekly call-in radio program every Thursday morning from 7:34 a.m. to 8 a.m. hosted by me, Michelle Faustin, your growth, market entry, and business expansion expert and president and CEO of MJF Strategy, will help you get and take your business to the next level by answering any and all questions related to growing your business profitably the right way. For a chance to have your questions aired and answered on our show, email me at askmichelle@1180wfyl.com. askmichelle@1180wfyl.com. That's Accelerating Your Business, airing every Thursday morning from 7:34 to 8 a.m. on WFYL. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Would you like to earn up to 7 or 8% on your retirement savings? Are you frustrated with low interest at the bank? Would you like to participate in market gains but never in losses? Our clients make money when the market goes up, and they keep their money when the market goes down. Your principal is 100% safe and secure and guaranteed, and your profits are locked in and can never be lost. The U.S. Treasury Department recommends that every American should convert at least half of their retirement savings into these products. See if you qualify for an immediate bonus up to 20% of your deposit. You can also choose from CD equivalents that pay up to 4 times more than the banks and are liquid. You can cash out in just 18 months without penalty. We have over 12,000 clients who are earning more and have no risk. You should call us now. Life Rates of America, 888-974-7900, 888-974-7900, toll free, 888-974-7900.
Welcome back to the program here at 1180 WFYL's Working for Your Liberty. It's a new day. Call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, or toll free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. So, did you know the Baltimore Orioles game scheduled is actually not going to have any public admitted due to safety concerns? Yeah, that's right. And now baseball, this is where our country is at, where baseball is postponed and closed to the public and gangs are calling for peace. Is this where we are at as a country today? Baseball is closed to the public, and gangs are calling for peace. Was there ever been anything more on its head than that? You could call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, and we have some major developments in Iran, and this is something you need to hear about. U.S. has sent a destroyer after Iran detains a ship. The United States Navy sent a destroyer toward the Persian Gulf on Tuesday after Iran took control of a Marshall Islands-flagged cargo ship. It accused of trespassing in territorial waters, American military officials said. Now, this ship has been flying a U.S. flag. The ship, the Maersk Tigris, with 24 crew members, was intercepted by Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps patrol boats on Tuesday morning while traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. A Pentagon official said that the Iranian forces fired shots across the ship's bow, the official said. After its captain declined an order by the forces to divert farther into Iranian waters. The official said the ship was traveling through an internationally recognized maritime route. After being fired on, it issued a distress call prompting the United States Navy to direct a destroyer, the Farragut, to the area and to put aircraft on standby to monitor the situation. The episode, of course, threatening fragile negotiations over reining in Iran's nuclear ambitions. This is from the New York Times, by the way. But American officials were quick to downplay its significance. While American flagged ships are illegally, from what it seems, detained by a hostile country, we're going to play down its significance. Correcting initial reports, reading continuing now in the New York Times article, out of Iran that it had seized a United States ship. The Marshall Islands in the Pacific have been independent of the United States since 1986, but have a, quote, free association relationship with the country. Colonel Steve Warren, a Pentagon spokesman, said the ship was traveling through Iranian territorial waters that are, by international agreement, open to foreign ships making an innocent passage. And this is what you're going to see. You're going to see Iran trying to bully themselves more onto the world stage. The more that we give them, the more they're going to take, and they're not going to back down. I know everyone has made comparisons to Nazi Germany, okay, with Iran or Russia. But whether you want to compare it to Nazi Germany or not, I don't care. What does matter is that if you give more, they're going to take more. And that principle still stands. It stood with Hitler, Nazi Germany. They gave more and Hitler took more. Until one day, he took Poland. He took too much. Okay? Is Iran ever going to get to that point? I hope not. But he said it was inappropriate, quote unquote, for Iran to have fired warning shots. But he added that it was too early to know whether Iran's intervention was a violation of international navigation freedom. Iran has in the past threatened to block the strait, a route for much the world's oil. Just like North Korea threatens nuclear Armageddon every day. And they're just going to do this more and more and more. And we'll sit and put our heads in the sand and no one's going to do anything about it, which will make the situation worse and make our problems grow. 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. A military official, an American military official, said Tuesday that the Farragut was about 60 miles away from the site of the episode and that as of the afternoon, there had been no communication between the United States Navy and Iran. A Maersk spokesman said that the ship was a charter vessel, not a Maersk crewed ship. A spokesman for the charter company, Rickmer's Ship Management, said that the crew members were all Eastern European or Asian and that the ship had been headed to a port near Dubai in the United Arab Emirates from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. It was carrying general cargo, anything from food to machinery to electronics. The Rickmer spokesman, Core Ratings, said the captain had said that the ship did not stray into Iranian waters outside the international maritime route. She was stopped by the Iranians and instructed to go to a rendezvous point in Iranian waters. He said, since then, we've lost contact with the ship. The Maersk spokesman, Michael Storgard, said in an email that he could not recall another episode in which a Maersk vessel had been detained by the Iranian authorities. Seizure in open sea by authorities, he said. I cannot exclude it has happened before, but would believe we have to go back, unquote, to World War II, he's referring to. Maersk said Tuesday evening that the ship was being escorted toward Bandar Abbas, Iran, by Iranian patrol boats. The episode raised tensions between the United States and Iranians, who last week turned back a naval convoy suspected
of carrying weapons bound for Shiite rebels in Yemen after the American military sent an aircraft carrier group to the waters off the coast. The confrontation came weeks after world powers and Iran reached a tentative agreement in which Tehran would drastically cut its enrichment of uranium in exchange for easing of sanctions. But officials must still work out the final details of the agreement, and another naval confrontation would make selling a deal even harder. And it most certainly would. What the heck are people thinking? What the heck are our officials thinking? What the heck is President Obama thinking? Continuing doing this deal with Iran? Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind? They just seized a ship flying the U.S. flag. They didn't know that it was the Marshall Islands, but imagine if that ship was from the homeland. Are we just going to let Iran seize another United States citizen? Another United States ship? Are we just going to let them do that and violate international maritime law, as it would appear? What's going on? What's happening? Tell me, where am I getting this wrong? 610-539-8255. Let your voice be heard this morning. 1-877-667-1180. So the Bloods and the Crips are calling a truce. This is an article from the Free Thought Project. The promise is to no longer be divided. And that was apparently such a threat to the establishment that within 12 hours there were stories on the homepage of every mainstream media publication talking about how the gangs were going to join up with the specific intention of, you ready for it? Killing cops and burning down the city. Each of the mainstream sources had basically republished a press release that was put out by the Baltimore City Police Department, citing that there was a, quote, credible threat that gang members were planning to carry out attacks on police. There was no evidence to back this claim up, thankfully, but the very fact that rival gangs were calling a truce in the streets was enough to drive the establishment into panic mode. This should tell you something. The establishment wants people divided, and they fear other armed and organized groups providing their own communities with defense, effectively challenging the state's monopoly on violence. One thing that is often forgotten is that many of today's street gangs have roots in activist groups that sought to provide protection for communities that were being ignored or oppressed by police. These groups became less organized over the years, lost their way, and turned to corruption. However, this truce could be a positive sign that these groups are returning to their roots and becoming more concerned with protecting their communities. You want some fun reading that's going to just make you laugh? The FreeThoughtProject.com. You could go ahead and visit that website, which tells you to put your trust in gangs which have killed, murdered each other and the different neighbors in their community and sold illicit narcotics, contributing to the community, by the way, going to pot, quite literally. You could go ahead and get more of that spin at thefreethoughtproject.com. What in the world are they calling for? Truce. And so this is apparently good that gang members are calling for a truce and that they're going to, quote unquote, possibly present a threat to police officers. Oh, yeah, that's great. So when you try to handle things in your own power, and not with the power of Jesus Christ. Is it all right as a Christian to get angry about these things? You better believe it. You know, God got angry about quite a few things in Scripture. And you know what? There is a just and righteous anger. Zealousness for God's righteousness and what's right, what he says is right and wrong, you know, that's not a bad thing. You just want to make sure you do it in the right way. We're going to get back to the program here. We've got your daily facepalm. You're going to love this one. We've got a baseball theme. That and more on the program when we return.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Ingram. I want to remind you that freedom of speech is not free. Courageous radio stations like this one need your advertising dollars to pay their bills and be able to bring you my show. Talk radio is America's immune system, but it needs your support. If you're a business, it makes sense for you to advertise with this station. Here's the good news. According to Talkers Magazine, ads airing on talk stations like this one generate 2 to 3 times the response from customers than other radio formats cents would generate. Well, why is that? Because talk radio listeners support with their dollars the advertisers that support the shows that they love. If you're a business and you want to grow, advertise on this station. And if you're a listener, of course, do business with the businesses that advertise in my show and on others on this station.
For more information on how you can advertise your business on News Talk 1180 WFYL, call 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, to protect freedom of speech. God bless America.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead, were the words of Admiral David Farragut, who captured Mobile, Alabama, and on this day, April 29th, 1862, captured New Orleans. Under tremendous fire, he breached the heavy chain cable that stretched across the Mississippi and led his ships up the channel filled with mines called torpedoes. The loss of New Orleans was a major disaster for the South, as it was the Confederacy's largest city. During his last illness, David Farragut, the Navy's first four-star admiral, asked for a clergyman to pray to the Lord for him, saying, "He must be my pilot now."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Hi, I'm Scott Newcomer with Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC. Are you a Christian businessman? Do you feel like an ambassador in your workplace? In 2 Corinthians 5:20, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ followers are ambassadors for Christ. So do you feel like one? Do you know how to walk like one? If you'd like to learn more about how to be a marketplace ambassador, walking daily in intimacy with God, how to be discipled or disciple others, how to share your faith simply in the marketplace, how to apply biblical principles to your life, and have a group of like-minded Christian businessmen around you to encourage you, basically to be the man God designed you to be, right where you work, right where God has you, contact us at CBMC and get connected. Just go to cbmc.com or call me, Scott Newcomer, at 610-304-1493. That's 610-304-1493.
It's a new day at 1180 WFYL. Thanks for joining the program. Call in at 610-539-8255. It's a new day with Mike Levins. You can call in at toll-free at 1-877-667-1180. 1-877-667-1180. So we're just about, we're reaching the tail end of our program here, but I got some good stuff to leave you with. Of course, you're just talking about Iran seizing a U.S.-flagged ship from the Marshall Islands, and now a U.S. destroyer, the Farragut, has been sent into the region and is doing reconnaissance, basically to figure out what's going on with the situation. This is after U.S. ships turned back an Iranian convoy, suspected of having weapons for Shiite rebels in Yemen. This just raises tensions in Iran. How much is this going to ratchet up? Oy, for the love of Pete already. Someone stand up to these guys. All the people who are in the positions to stand up to people, they just can't. They're not doing anything. And they need to. Especially President Obama. You're giving this nation that's acting like a spoiled child, Iran. And don't get me wrong, it's not about the people, okay? The people of Iran, I'm told, are very hardworking, even westernized, okay? And even if they're not westernized, it's fine. They're people. Everyone is a... People are people. But, dear Lord, their government, their leadership, openly violent against Israel and the world, now restraining, detaining a U.S.-flagged ship And you know why they're doing that? Because they are upset about their convoy not getting to Yemen. So, let's see. Is the big kid on the block, namely the United States, going to actually stand up and say, no, I'm sorry, Iran, you can't do that. Let the ship go. Because it would appear that the ship was in internationally recognized maritime waters. Warning shots were fired over the bow, which were completely uncalled for. It was going to be traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, and the Iranian ship ordered it further into Iranian waters. So, this is again the Islamic Revolutionary Guard patrol boats who were the catalyst for this. Who's going to stand up? Who is going to say enough is enough? All right. I am done with this stuff in the news today. I don't know how much more I can handle. But you know what? That's a good thing. You know why it's a good thing? Because it's time for your daily facepalm. Oh, man, this is a great one. Hey, how many of you know Abbott and Costello? Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. Who's on third? Well, Abbott and Costello's prophecy of some 40 to 50 years ago has come true. Who is now on first? Hu Chin Lung. That's H-U. A Taiwanese professional baseball player was with the Dodgers, and there's a famous picture that came in 2010 as he was with the Dodgers. He only appeared in about 14 games, got 3 hits, 23 at-bats. But the meme, who's on first, with a picture on the back of his jersey, H-U, who, and underneath it saying, go ahead, say it. You know you want to. Who is on first? It is and shall be written. So it be written, so shall it be done. Just like from the Charlton Heston movie, The Ten Commandments there. Who is on first? It's a wonderful day. There's hope for the world. There is hope. Who is on first? This is terrific. Hu Chin Lung. Yeah, he appeared in 14 games with the Dodgers in 2010. Went to the Mets after that in exchange for pitcher Michael Antonini. And on May 17th, he was outrighted to the minor leagues. So who is it on first anymore? Oh, come on, we want him back. We don't care how bad he is. We want him on first. Who's on first? Who is on first? That's your daily facepalm for today. That's a good one. I like that. Some people don't know what a facepalm is. You know, a facepalm is like, you know, when someone buries their head in their palm, like, I can't believe that just happened. That was more of just funny than anything. I was actually really happy about that one. Who is on first? It's a great picture. Chin Lung Hu. Who is now on first? Who's on second? What's on first? I don't know who's on third. I don't know. Third base. If you've seen the Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first? If you haven't, you've got to see it. It's on YouTube. Oh my gosh, Abbott and Costello, old comedians from the 50s, 40s and 50s. Oh my goodness, it's the most hilarious thing in the world. So, who's on first? To finish up the program today, we've got a training of Ukraine's troops. This comes from the Ukrainian Weekly. There was a modicum of good news this week. Good news! As we learned that the United States had sent U.S. Army troops to Ukraine for joint training exercises. Some 300 troops from the 173rd Airborne Brigade, which is based in Vicenza, Italy, arrived in western Ukraine for Operation Fearless Guardian, which is to train 900 members of National Guard units in 3 rotations over a 6-month period. Quote, Ukraine is a strong partner that has participated in exercises and operations with us around the world, Captain Ashish Patel, a planning officer with the brigade, said in a news release on the official homepage of the U.S. Army. They asked the U.S. for assistance in providing this capability. in this training will help them defend their borders and their sovereignty. The training is taking place at the International Peacekeeping and Security Center in Yavoriv, Lviv Oblast, and I hope I'm saying that right. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony of the exercise on April 20th, was also attended by U.S. Ambassador Jeffrey Piot, President Petro Poroshenko. I'm just having trouble today, aren't I? Said that the armed forces must be rebuilt from scratch to deter the foreign threat facing Ukraine. Quote, it is not an exaggeration to say that a new face of Ukrainian troops is being formed here today, the president said. He noted that, quote, the training is being held under unique circumstances. The foreign state has unleashed a full-scale aggression and a multi-level hybrid war against Ukraine and the eastern border of our country. Moscow's reaction was predictable, according to this article. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov warned that the arrival of military trainers could, quote, destabilize the situation, oh, do tell, in Ukraine as a fragile ceasefire was holding, which, by the way, and the article says this, quote, this is from the article, we would qualify that by saying holding only somewhat, and that is so true, because that ceasefire has been violated. It must be pointed out that the U.S. operation was in fact delayed for a month in order to give the Minsk II ceasefire time to take effect. In addition, spokesman Alexander Lukasevich told Russia Today television that the Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry is, quote, gravely concerned by the training plans of the United States, Britain, and Canada. About 75 British soldiers have been instructing Ukrainian troops in command procedures, tactical intelligence, and battlefield first aid, according to a story in the Los Angeles Times. Well, that's our program for today. Thank you for listening. Remember, in all these things, good news from Ukraine. In all these things, Jesus Christ is Lord. Have a wonderful day. Laura Ingram is next. You're listening to the Freedom Station, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government, taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801.
This is Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I want to invite you to listen to our new daily live call-in program, Stand in the Gap Today, each Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. There's never a shortage of topics surrounding how our faith and freedom are being attacked on every front. This program will equip Christians to stand up for truth and to impact our culture for Christ rather than just being an idle bystander. Join this battle for truth and listen to Stand in the Gap Today every Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL.